We're at the end of Simin Tov Mem Ches. We'll be doing Siv Zayin, the last Sif. Osir Litein Behem Tol Eini Yehudi Lachila Bimei HaPesach Im Hu Yodea Shemachal Osa Psol Esorim Shehu Chametz. It is Osir for one to give his animal to a non-Jew to feed if you know that he's going to feed him Chametz. This is whether you're paying for it, even if it's as a favor. The reason is because you're having hanah from chametz, that it gets the animal fatter. Bidiyeved, the meat of the animal, does not become usser. Now, this that it says that it's usser is talking about when you do this right immediately before Pesach. If you give him the animal a long time before Pesach, and you don't tell him to give chametz, the halach is that it's mutter. And you don't have to start thinking at that point that perhaps he's going to give it chametz. The minhag, however, is to sell the behema to a non-Jew. You do a true mechira. You're allowed to sell the animal together with the entire barn, as long as you don't tell him straight out to give the animal chametz. Now, if you sell him the animal and also sell him chametz food, that is usur midrabbanan, because it's as if you're telling him straight out. It looks like you're telling him straight out to feed the animal chametz. It is mutter if you want to sell the animal and its feed. You can sell the animal to one non-Jew, the feed to another non-Jew, and you can even let the two know of each other. Now, the minig is that one sells the animal with the barn that was mentioned before, even if it includes grain, so long as the grain did not become chametz yet. So that when you're selling it, it's not chametz. Even though we know that eventually, as the animals eat, so especially a cow, it gets very moist, the food around it gets very moist. If it's your own animal on Pesach, you'd have to make sure to remove any grain as soon as it becomes moist. You know the non-Jew is certainly not going to do that. Nevertheless, you're allowed to go and sell the non-Jew the barn with the animal and this food, so long as at the time you sold it, it wasn't chametz. Now, what you gain by that is that you certainly don't have to stand over your animals as they're eating and make sure that they do not get any of the grain wet. Now, the Mishnah Berurah then brings up another thing. For those of us who are not farmers, this halacha is extremely nogea. In the case of milk that comes from an animal that is eating chametz on Pesach, there's a machlokis achronim whether or not you're allowed to drink milk on Pesach that comes from an animal that is eating chametz. The Prima Gadim is matir after 24 hours, meaning 24 hours after the animal ate chametz, we say that the milk is free of chametz. But not before that. Others are makel if you know that the animal's diet was not strictly chametz. It was a combination of chametz and non-chametz. Because of this, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention it, but l'maisa, generally speaking, kosher milk will not be coming from Pesach itself. This way there is no question that the animal ate chametz on Pesach, because if it did, then we're left with a big machlokas l'halacha whether or not the milk can be drunk.